Governor Scott Walker predicts the bill he signed Friday, virtually ending collective bargaining for most public workers, is true fiscal reform that will be good for the middle class for years to come. However, protesters outside his office insisted that the bill and the way in which it was passed is not good for Wisconsin. Governor Walker predicts support for the new law will build. It would save the state $30 million by increasing health and pension contributions. Walker notes he, along with state lawmakers, will be paying more. The bill also requires annual union certification, which some say could lessen union power.
Some have asked whether or not this is going to set a national precedent. I don't know. The answer remains in the states around the country.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says they hope to prevail in legal challenges based on the open meetings law and another challenge relating to whether all spending items were taken out of the bill so it could be passed without Senate Democrats.
From day one, it was clear that this non-fiscal fiscal bill was really about taking away people's rights permanently to solve a short-term fiscal problem.
Governor Walker says he's confident the new law will withstand legal challenges. There will also be political challenges in the form of expected recall elections for members of both parties. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.